We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Final hour is underway. Welcome in, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the big show on your radio. It's the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. What's shaking, South Carolina? How do you do? I am well. Thanks for asking. I assume that you would. It'd be impolite of you not to. Rob Brown with you this afternoon, seated alongside my man Diesel, who is pushing the button, switching the switches today on what has, you know what I found interesting about the past, let's call it what, Wednesday will be 2 weeks since sports got canceled. In the 2 weeks that we have been putting shows together about sports with no sports, what has been intriguing to me, Diesel, is that I have been spending 3 to 4 hours getting a show ready to go, right? Making sure I see, I'm hitting 50 different websites, different prep sites, checking all the news, trying to come up with opinions, formulating stuff that you might not have heard anywhere else. And what I have found most interesting about these shows is that almost to the day, nothing that I thought was going to be a big topic of discussion has stuck, Diesel. We have repeatedly just stumbled into something interesting.
Would you care to know the results of the poll?
Yes,
thus far on Twitter. Again, the poll is regarding major college football's obligation or not to financially help out lower levels of college football and athletics as a whole, because we know that major college football is going to recover financially before anything else. I mean, at a college athletics level. And as of right now, the question is, are they obligated? Are they obliged, which means they should help, they don't necessarily have to, or not obligated at all? And we're talking about, again, the death of college football below the Power 5 level. It's a doomsday scenario conversation. 45% say they're not obligated at all. So 45% of the people who voted in this poll are fine with college football outside of the Power 5 dying and doing nothing about it.
I'm 0% shocked by that.
Sure.
And I would bet you, the answer to that poll is going to be different depending on where in the country you are.
Sure.
Right? Like in the middle of a, not in the middle of one, in the middle of two P5 conference mega areas, right? We are right in the heart of SEC and ACC territory.
Yes, we are.
I would argue more ACC territory here, but you got South Carolina in the SEC, Tennessee right down the road, et cetera. So you're in the northeast corner of SEC territory. I would bet you if you re-ask this question in, say, New York, where you're looking at like Rutgers, New Jersey, the answer is going to be skewed back the other way.
Sure.
That the Power Five should be helping out the smaller schools, because college football, let's be real, college football survives off of the smaller schools basically propping up the bigger school. That's just kind of how it works. It's a return on investment kind of thing.
And we're also in an area where we're blessed with two top five annual programs within probably a 2 hour radius.
Sure.
Got Clemson and Georgia right here.
By the way, and I'm going to take just a second. I don't mean to interrupt, but we do have breaking news. ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. USA Today reporting just seconds ago that veteran International Olympic Committee member Richard Pound Okay, we all got it.
Don't do it.
Told USA Today Sports that the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games are going to be postponed until likely 2021, though the details are going to be worked out over the next 4 weeks. Richard Pound, okay, we all got it, said, and I quote, on the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided. The parameters going forward have not been determined, but the games are not going to start on July 24th. That much I know, end quote. Richard Pound, okay, we got it, is a Canadian who has been one of, I would say, arguably the most influential members of the IOC for decades, said that he believes the IOC will announce the next steps soon. He said, quote, it will come in stages. We will postpone this and begin to deal with all the ramifications of moving this, which are immense, end quote. Of course, we talked a little bit about this towards the end of last hour and the fact that you are talking hundreds and hundreds of athletes impacted. You are talking the entire country of Japan impacted, most certainly the city of Tokyo and all the small cities around Tokyo, which will host various events throughout the entire Olympic Games. You are talking about massive worldwide ramifications for the Tokyo Olympics being put or taking place. Either way, you're talking about affecting a lot of people, a lot of businesses, either direction. Yesterday, IOC President Thomas Bach said he was going to take the next 4 weeks to decide the fate of the Tokyo Olympics. It took less than 24 hours. The one thing that was made certain, according to Thomas Bach, and again, right now, I think it's fair to say that the only certain thing in sports is that we are uncertain about everything in sports. He said the one certain thing was that the cancellation of the games was not under consideration. The Olympics would be the latest and far most significant sporting event to be impacted by COVID-19. That virus is rapidly spread throughout China and the rest of the Asian world, including Japan, which is a major place, which is a major consideration for the Olympics decision. Richard Pound, cool, we're all good here. His comments came less than 24 hours after Thomas Bach indicated for the first time that the postponement of the Olympic Games was a possibility, but that the cancellation would not be. So this is a major breaking story right now that we are going to keep talking about and exploring as we move on with, because again, this was something the Olympic Committee said yesterday was a possibility, but that we were talking up to 4 weeks before a decision would ultimately be made. And the hours after, the Canadian Olympic and Paralympic Committees said they would not send delegations to the Tokyo Games unless they were postponed. Australia alluded to something similar, although in a less direct way. Their executive board of their Olympic committee agreed that, quote, an Australian team could not be assembled in the changing circumstances at home and abroad, end quote. The German Olympic committee earlier this morning joined their counterparts in Brazil and Norway in publicly urging the IOC to postpone the Olympics, which would be the first time that the Olympics have been suspended, though they would have been canceled previously only during periods of war. The 1916 Summer Games were canceled due to World War I. The Summer and Winter Games in 40 and 44 were canceled, of course, due to World War II. There were boycotts that caused implications for the games of 76, 80, and 84, but in each case, the event itself went on as scheduled, even if there were some countries that did not fully participate. So, ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The Olympics of 2020 are officially postponed, according to Richard Pound. Good, we got it, of the International Olympic Committee. We do not have a definitive date as to when or if they will be held. We mentioned, obviously, as we have watched this whole scenario play out, that we don't know where date X is, with X being the return to sports. Diesel and I have been talking all morning about all these different potential consequences of coronavirus that we cannot know because we don't know the variables. And one of them is most certainly these Olympic Games may not happen still. If we are pushing this thing back, if the curve worldwide does not flatten out by, let's say, September, October, November, which is a possibility. And you can't say it's not because, as we mentioned in the last hour, actually the first hour of the show, Dan Strickland, who is the AD at the University of Florida, went on the record with Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. And I'm using him as an example because he's the first major collegiate AD who has spoken out in this regard. He went on the record and started talking about the consequences of the college football season not being postponed, not being delayed, not being shortened, but being canceled. Straight up and outright canceled. And the ramifications, the impact it would have on major college sports. Which means that there are ADs who recognize that not only is it a possibility, but it's a realistic possibility. So the whole premise about the Olympics is that they might happen. They may happen. Looks like 2021 at best. Really? And again, to go back, Diesel, I think the interesting thing from our perspective is that you and I, Mark and Zoe, Dan Le Batard, Golic and Wingo, Stu Gatz, all of us in this business, we are all on the radio because we are very confident in the things that we say. Even when they turn out to be wrong, we approach it with confidence, right? We come in here to give opinion, to react, and to put things forward. But if I may pull back the curtain and show you the real life side of the job that Diesel and I do, Mark Ryan and Lonzo do, Stu Gatz and Dan Le Batard and their whole crew, Golic and Wingo, all the ESPN SportsCenter overnight dudes that come on the radio at night. The reality of all of this is that we have no idea, realistically. I had suspicions the Olympics was going to be postponed. I believed that they were going to be postponed. But see, there's a difference between I believe the Olympics will be postponed. You know what I don't know? Till when? What are they going to look like when they happen? Where are they going to take place? Are they staying in Tokyo? Because here's the thing. Tokyo had all these major plans to host the Olympics this summer. When a city hosts the Atlantic, when Atlanta hosted the Olympics in 96, I was nary a wee lad. But we went through Atlanta, and the whole city was set up just to cater to the Olympics. And to the tens, nay, hundreds of thousands of people who would travel to that city over the 2.5 weeks the Olympics takes place. Tokyo had to set their whole world up around those couple of weeks. And now they're getting told, no. Maybe, but probably not. Not this year. Maybe next year, but maybe not next year. This thing has major ramifications, and the reality is, and I don't intend to speak for Diesel, though I feel like I have a pretty good idea of the ability to speak for everybody here. Diesel, the thing that is weirdest about this for me, and you tell me if it's the same for you, is that usually I can come in here, and even if I get proven wrong down the road, I feel like I come up with some stuff that I feel pretty good, pretty confident about saying. This is one of the few times in this career, in this line of business that I've been in, that I can sit back into a microphone and confidently say I have no confidence in any opinions. Because I have no idea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Really, all we can do is speculate.
Which in a situation, yes. But which in a situation like this, it kind of sucks. I don't want to speculate about this. I don't want to speculate about this at all. I don't want to guess. But we don't really have any other choices. All I can tell you is, hey, here's my best idea. Looks like 2021 for the Olympics. No promises. Yes, I think that when sports comes back, it will hit a natural reset button on the price of sports. No idea. Too many variables. All right, let's take a break. Let's try to stay on schedule this hour. My name is Rob Brown. He's Diesel. It's not his actual name, but that's what he goes by on air. So deal with it. Rob and Diesel on the Rob Brown Show, back after this on ESPN Upstate. 21 minutes after the 2 o'clock hour, steamrolling towards the end of the show today. Do want to remind you that our friends at Ingles are hiring right now. If you are a service industry worker who, if you're lucky, you've had your hours cut, for a lot of folks, this coronavirus situation has meant that you are out of a gig for the time being. If you are working in the service industry at all, in the hospitality industry, and have seen your hours cut or go away entirely. If you are a college student who has seen your income go away because your university has closed down, Ingles is hiring temporary full and part-time positions and has all shifts available. So if you are working for supplemental income, you just need to make up those hours that you've lost, but you work daytime, go to InglesCareers.com. See what's available. If you have no gig at all, you just need to get back to work. InglesCareers.com. See what's available. They are offering not only flexible, temporary, full and part-time positions, but they will work around your schedule and experience is not required. You can help bag groceries. You can help stock shelves. You can help clean the stores. For just about every business in America that is open right now, keeping their spots clean, spotless, is a massive priority, major priority. So it doesn't matter if you have no experience in a grocery store. Our friends at Ingles need you. And if you're in a spot where you need to be bailed out, you need some help, InglesCareers.com. Apply today, interview today, start tomorrow. Our friends at Ingles are not just a part of this community. They are a foundation of it. And they are coming through in a big way for a lot of people right now. InglesCareers.com is the way to go if you need some help right this second. This is an opportunity. Found this interesting. Diesel and I have been talking today over and over about the uncertainty in sports. What happens when nothing is happening? Now, what's been really interesting so far is that in the 2 weeks that sports has been canceled, if you will, Diesel, for me, and I would say for you because you've been here for all of them, with rare exception, we come in here with plenty of show prep. Diesel looks at my show prep every day. It's usually a fully scripted show with 10 to 15 other ideas at the top of the page in our hot hits section. Scripted out in case we go slow. What has been interesting is that not only have I not had to dive into the secondary articles for the most part, but something really interesting, thought-provoking has popped up pretty much every show so far. Midway through an early segment, Diesel says something, I say something that we go, wait a minute, let's explore that for a second. That's been kind of a blessing for us in that regard. But what about if you're one of those people that has to make the call to cancel the postponer of an event? And more importantly, what if you're an organization that relies on those? What if you are, say, the Copperhead Course at the Innisbrook Resort, where the PGA Tour was supposed to have a tournament a couple of weeks ago, when all this started happening? Well, Bob Herrick, who's an ESPN senior writer, put up a really interesting write-up entitled, "What Happens When a Golf Tournament Gets Canceled?" Because that is something that a lot of sports folks are having to address right now. What do you do when a major event gets canceled, gets run over by the coronavirus? It's a tough spot.
We're talking about collateral damage.
Lots of it.
Lots of collateral damage.
Hospitality industry workers that are now out of a short shift that would have made them a bunch of money. Bartenders and waiters and waitresses at all the restaurants surrounding an area. Administrative folks who were tasked with running. You're talking a ton of people. Tournament was supposed to start last Thursday. Brooks Koepka was going to be there, number two player in the world. Paul Casey, defending champion, was going to be there. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth. Those are the names in golf. All were going to be there. And instead, the Valspar Championship was canceled. And resort guests and members, service industry workers, all canceled. Diesel, you and I both know somebody who is a hospitality industry worker who's worked major tennis events around the country and just found out that with the WTA and ATF canceling, postponing at the best, all events, like a handful of events that she would have worked for extra money, out the window. Collateral damage. Perfect point by Diesel. So what do you do? What happens? Tracy West, who is the Valspar Tournament Director for the past 4 years, said, you take a moment to exhale and then go, okay, let's rally and let's get this thing figured out and try to get excited for 2021. Whenever you have a blow like this, people tend to rally. We're very optimistic that we'll get through it. I don't want to be pessimistic because, well, frankly, being pessimistic sucks and is no fun. Diesel, I'm an optimist. Diesel's an optimist. He's a nature guy. And I know he's an optimist because he fishes. Only optimists can fish with the patience that it requires. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't. I'm an optimist. Is it just me? Or are you having problems staying optimistic right now? Are you having trouble staying optimistic about sports right now, Diesel?
I'm trying really hard. I feel like I'm still pretty optimistic. I feel like, and maybe it's just blind optimism. Maybe I'm maintaining blind optimism for no reason. Because everybody else is all doom and gloom, so I feel like I have to.
Yes. Just that. I want to be optimistic. As I read down this article, full of people who are like, yeah, we're going to get it together. 2021, we're on the way back. I'm just having a difficult time staying optimistic. West said, and I quote, I hate the phrase, it is what it is. That drives me crazy, but it is. It's been chaotic. It still is. We have so much to work through financially. We've got sponsors wanting to know what is going to happen. The charities have been understanding, but they're worried. A lot of people want to know what is going on, and it's a lot to sift through. This is a big business, end quote. PGA Tour events are set up as 501c3s, which means they are not for profit. But there's a lot of other entities that play in, local organizing groups, the courses themselves, television partners, title sponsors, lesser sponsors, the host venue itself. There's so many considerations. And I really think that this is going to change the way that entities approach these types of events moving forward. And again, I want to be optimistic. I want to be positive. I want to be happy. Hell, on Facebook a second ago, I was just making jokes about Richard Pound's name. because I'm an adult. That's why. And you can say not, but when I said Richard Pound in the last segment, Diesel laughed. I know you did too. It's okay.
I don't get it. What's the joke?
That's the joke. So, the point is, yes, I want to be optimistic. But look at all the things, look at all the things that got dropped into our laps over the past 2 weeks. Great point on the text machine just a second ago. You can text us, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. There is optimism and there is realism. We aren't going to be back to normal for a while. That is our current reality, right? We all want to go back to normal. And you know what I mean by normal. I understand that normal is a setting on household appliances and nothing else. We all have our own state of being normal. My normal might be weird to you, and your normal might be weird to me. Diesel's a CrossFitter. That's weird to me. But that's his normal. I don't judge him. He's got great shoulders on him. We will not be back to normal for a while. You are correct, texter. But you know what we mean when we say we want sports to go back to normal. And I don't know what the definition. This sucks because here's the thing. I have always said when I come on the air and I host my show, I want to be the positive one. When everything sucks, this is supposed to be our escape from reality. Sports is the escape from reality, and my job is to talk about that. But I got to be real with you. It's tough. Because here's the thing. When things suck in the world, sports is the place you can retreat because, yes, we have terrorist attacks. But you know what we did? 7 days later, sports was our escape. We can have a recession that the whole country is impacted by. But you know what happens? We all go watch football on Saturday. And for 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 hours, we get over it. Or we don't think about it. But we don't have that now, right? This is the first time that the social negatives have brought sports down with us. So I don't know, man. It is at this moment, it is difficult for me to be optimistic. And I hate that because that's my thing. My dad taught me to be an eternal optimist. He was. Despite some bad crap happening to him towards the end of his life, he was an eternal optimist. That's what he described himself as. He taught me to do the same. I'm having a difficult time with that right now, man. Really am. All right. 844-477-3776. 844-477-3776. Let's do it. When we come back, my five big predictions about the five major sports leagues when we return to sports as normal. I'll give you those on the flip side. My name is Rob. He's Diesel. It's the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. You're going to hit me with a Zeppelin and then tell me not to let Zeppelin roll? You're going to ask me?
There's a sign on the door that says no air banding, and you did it anyway.
So you're going to hit me with Page and Plant and then tell me not only not to let Page and Plant do their thing, but to also not Page and Plant along with them?
I'm one of those few nerds who really loved Scrubs on Comedy Central. No, it wasn't on Comedy Central. It was on whatever network it was on. But there was a whole series where the guys loved to air band. They would all get together and air band. Somebody would air guitar. Somebody would air drums. Somebody would air sing. And eventually the hospital came up with a new rule of no air banding.
No, we had a funny enough, me and
speaking
Zoe.
Speaking of Scrubs, let's talk about
Scrubs,
it.
Me and Zoe and Captain America Chris Evans had a whole conversation about that show today. I won't drag you down into it. Suffice to say that this Saturday, the Upstate Pulse on Word has a special guest that would be yours truly. And I will be arguing that Scrubs was a better sitcom than Cheers. Join me.
I've never been invited onto that show.
Really?
Never.
Wonder if I can invite via invite. Just show up Saturday night. Let's see what happens. Anyway, all right, so let's talk about I've got some predictions for you. predictions that I made last week and we never talked about. Predictions for all five major American sporting events, or sporting associations, leagues, if you will, when we return to normal sports. Would you like to hear them? It doesn't matter. I'm going to read them anyway because we're already here. Number one in the National Football, the National Football League. The Dallas Cowboys will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Prediction number one. Tell you why. Moves that they have made. I think that they probably locked up a little bit more in Zeke than they would have liked. But Amari is one of the best seven receivers in the National Football League. They now have a power run game. They have added free agent star power. And when they get Dak locked up, they've got him on the tag for a year. He's going to make his money. And when he comes out the other side, I think he'll make more money coming off the tag than he made going into it. When they lock up that cat, they are going to be thrilled with his production, I think. You are going to end up with a core three plus one of the better offensive lines in the NFL and a new coach in Mike McCarthy who has shown over and over that he knows how to utilize that. Now, granted, a little disappointed with Mike McCarthy's use of Aaron Rodgers over the past couple of years. But if he has grown from that at all, the Dallas Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl in the next five seasons because of the moves they have made recently. In Major League Baseball, in the next 3 years, I think potentially this one. Despite being snake bitten in the playoffs the last couple of years, Ronald Acuña Jr. will win the National League MVP and take the Braves to a National League championship in the next 3 years. I think he was on his way to it last year. And by the way, the Braves just choked, if we can be honest with you. But Ronald Acuña Jr., I think, is the perfect mix of power and speed placed into a World Series contender. The Braves have made moves and they have gotten better. And on top of that, unlike some other National League MVPs of late, I do not think that Ronald Acuña Jr. is a one-season wonder. I do not think that he is a guy that was a flash in the pan who will disappear in the big spots when they need him. I think the guy's a stud. I think he is your NL MVP, and I think the Braves will make it to at least the NL Championship Series and shake that curse of the past few years. In the NBA, and you guys know that I love me some Z. Zion's my guy. I called him the most can't-miss prospect since LeBron James. I have ridden that projection all the way through. And the New Orleans Pelicans are my favorite NBA team because of Zion. Fearless prediction. The NOLA Pelicans, one of the long-suffering teams in the NBA, will be the next small market team to win a title, and they will do it on the jumping legs of Zion Williamson. He is the perfect NBA player. Maybe more so than anybody with the exception of Bron Bron. Giannis threatening. But Z is going to go down as an all-time player. I don't think he'll have the length of career that LeBron has had because he's so much more physical. The Pelicans had to do something that would tear apart most franchises, and that was lose a great player in Anthony Davis, a franchise player in Anthony Davis. Typically when that happens, especially to a small market team, it leads to a drought. Instead, what the Pelicans did was trade AD to the Lakers and build a very nice young core. Brandon Ingram made the All-Stars this year. He is going to be on that squad for a couple of years. Lonzo Ball, after he got out from under the shadow of his idiot dad, Lonzo Ball got so much better in New Orleans that he made his dad relevant again. LeVar can say whatever his stupid, idiotic self wants to say. Lonzo Ball coming into his own made LeVar relevant again. That says more about Lonzo than LeVar. And Josh Hart is Mr. Hustle 2020 for the Pelicans. You put all that together, along with rookie Jackson Hayes, along with Melly, along with Alexander Walker, and you have built a stud roster. A stud roster. Then you add Big Z to the mix. The Pelicans will win a title behind Zion and show how it is that the small market team can succeed, granted, even if they got lucky to have a franchise maker in Big Z. In the NHL, when we resume play, the Central Division will end up once again being your Stanley Cup champions. Right now, the Central Division out of the Western Conference is hanging on to a lot of very good teams. The Blues at 94 points, the Avalanche at 92. The Stars, who have come out of nowhere at 82. You are looking at a division that, as of right now, hosts a handful of the better teams. And honestly, I think if they weren't as deep as they are in that division, you'd probably have a handful more teams that have topped 100 points by now. These teams are good. The Predators, who right now stand in fourth in that division, are good enough to compete, if not win, most other divisions. I think the Predators are in the mix. The Stars are equipped to win the division for the first time since the mid part of the decade. The Blues are very good and intact from their successful run last year. Central Division is very, very good. And finally, in Major League Soccer, because yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Brown is nothing if not well-rounded. David Beckham and Inter Miami will make a run into the postseason in their first year in existence. Beckham, Bex, Mr. Posh, does not associate himself with losing in soccer. Just not his thing. Not his thing. Inter Miami is going to be a good squad. They have got a well-assembled roster early in their existence. I am very happy with it, to be honest with you, as a soccer fan. It's a well-balanced roster. And in MLS, if Atlanta United showed us anything, it's that a well-balanced roster that is capable of solid counterattacking will win you matches in the MLS. I'm not saying they're a championship team yet. They're not. But Miami is going to shock some people and make a deep playoff run in their first year in existence. If we get to have soccer back, can we go ahead and cancel the coronavirus since we're in cancel culture 2020? Quick break. When we come back, Diesel takes over the show and we do Twitter trending topics. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. My name is Rob. His name is Diesel. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Twitter trending topics, what's going on, and what does Rob Brown know about it? Trending right now, together, Kyle Allen, Carolina Panthers, and PJ Walker.
Kyle Allen, it was tweeted, or excuse me, texted to me just a moment ago. Kyle Allen has been traded to the Washington Redskins? Question mark. And Twitter is all about it. Right this second. Actually, as a matter of fact, I am pulling up said trade right this second because that would be a thing. Look, I said the other day that I thought the Panthers are going to end up in a spot where they are electing to be dead last in the NFC South, but not far enough back to tank for Trevor. Right? That was a sign for Teddy Two Gloves. The Redskins have sent a fifth-round pick to the Panthers in exchange for quarterback Kyle Allen. Carolina, remember, if you did not see this earlier, has picked up the first XFL signing as PJ Walker has made his way to a contract with the Carolina Panthers. What's interesting about that is twofold. Number one, P.J. Walker is more Teddy Two Gloves than Kyle Allen is. So whether or not you thought Kyle Allen might be the future is irrelevant, because if you're whether Matt Rhule's system or not fits Teddy Bridgewater, which I don't know that it does, just like I didn't know that it did Cam Newton. If it doesn't fit him, P.J. Allen is just like that. Now, here's what I find very interesting. I think it's possible that P.J. Walker might be a better athlete than Teddy Bridgewater. I love Teddy Bridgewater. But I think P.J. Allen might be a better athlete overall.
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker, sorry. Is a better athlete than Teddy Bridgewater. If P.J. Walker can throw the ball as well as Teddy Bridgewater can, and during the XFL, he was pretty hot for a while. If he can throw the ball as well as Teddy Bridgewater, what if Matt Rhule by week 6 or 7 has a QB controversy on his hands? Teddy Bridgewater versus P.J. Walker, but is also fourth in the NFC South. I don't know. Interesting take.
Topic number two, Danny DeVito.
Do you have that audio?
Give me 1 second. Okay. I'll have that audio.
Danny DeVito is on Twitter right now making videos to tell people to stay inside, to keep it inside, to not transmit it to old people. Here's what, you know what? Screw it. Let's play what Danny DeVito had to say, because if you won't listen to me, maybe you'll listen to Danny DeVito.
Hi, everybody. It's Danny DeVito. And I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, all over the state of New York, stay home. I mean, everybody. I mean, we got this virus, this pandemic, and, you know, young people can get it, and they can transmit it to old people. And next thing you know, I'm out of there. So Governor Cuomo asked me to ask you, please, do us a favor, all of us, and stay home, not spread this virus around. Thank you. Watch a little TV, why don't you?
I love that he just morphed back into the penguin there for a second.
Did a little bit of Frank Reynolds there, too.
It was like all of his greatest characters rolled in. Listen, and I want this on the record. If you get Danny DeVito sick and we lose Danny DeVito, if it is ever found out that you are the person who got Danny DeVito sick, you will be drawn and quartered.
Mm-hmm.
You will be hanged, drawn, tarred, feathered, quartered, all the worst things. If you take out Danny DeVito, same with whoever got Tom Hanks sick, for the record.
Tom Hanks did that to himself. He went to Australia. He didn't have a manager say, hey, Tommy, why don't you stay home?
Tommy Hanks,
stay home. All right, next up, Richard Pound.
The hardest challenge of my radio career to date, has been to tell a serious story.
To be fair, it doesn't say Richard Pound.
It doesn't say Richard. I don't have it in me to go by what he actually goes by.
No. Not going to do it. I can't do it.
In a serious news story, goes by the other name that represents Richard. Now, if we talked about Richard Nixon, I don't care if you call him Dick Nixon. That's fine. But I can't say that name with the last name Pound and not turn into a 12-year-old.
I don't know how old Richard Pound is. I would assume he's probably in his, I don't know, 50s, 60s-ish. If he's pretty high up with the IOC, he's got to be up there in age. I want to meet his parents, who back in 1950 or 1960 had enough of a sense of humor to name their kid Richard Pound. That's awesome. That's like if your last name is Long and you name your kid Richard Long. Amazing! If you have a last name like that, you are obligated to name your kid something funny. Please.
Yeah, until they get to
not
like...
Not embarrassing, but funny.
Until they get... Could you imagine that being your middle school nickname, dude? Like, legit. You have to go to school with that.
Set that kid up for a lifetime of high fives.
Oh, man.
Lifetime of high fives.
Give me another one. I can't end with Richard Pound.
Do you want hashtag things that are turn-ons or Paul Pierce?
I mean, I know which one I want to get to, but I also know that I have to know why all Paul Pierce is trending. All I'm seeing is like old Paul Pierce clips. Are we just going through and replaying all old stuff right now? I don't know what's going on. Reminders of how nice Paul... We're just Twitter's just replaying... all old school Paul Pierce clips, I guess. What was the other one? Things that are turn-ons?
Things that are turn-ons. Like, hashtag things that are turn-ons when he washes his hands for 20-plus seconds.
Oh, we're making smart aleck comments about it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do any of those. Not going to do any of those.
It's completely wide open, this topic. It's not specifically coronavirus stuff.
Because you get some that are common courtesies, like please and thank you. And then you get other ones that are like the FCC will hammer Diesel and I if we read them on air.
Hashtag things that are turn-ons. Right now, people with toilet paper.
What is that new scent you're wearing? It's Purell. Not as good as coronavirus pickup lines, but I like where we're heads at. I do. All right, that's going to do it. You are all saved from the next 10 minutes of your life. Zoe and Mark Ryan are coming up for Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo. Stick around for them. Remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guard, my first responder. Love and meet him. Can't do without him. I'll have a great rest of your day. Richard Pound can never play the game. What would your porn name be? Winner. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.